You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a kid who popped up in the news yesterday because he's 12 years old. He was at an Outback Steakhouse. And the story was the 12-year-old got drunk. And you have to read a little bit deeper into the story. Jerry even has audio where they interviewed the 12-year-old.
It's the kid here at the beginning talking about how his drink tasted funny, and then maybe his mom at the end saying that it was a mistake. Here you go.
It didn't taste like how when I had it the other times, and it just didn't taste normal. My head started hurting when I was leaving, and my heart started beating as I was drinking it.
It's supposed to be a virgin daiquiri, but it says a daiquiri. The diagnosis was accidental exposure to alcohol and accidental ingestion.
There you go.
So basically what's going on is the mom let the kid order, and it sounds like it's not the first time, a virgin daiquiri. But what happened is the bartender, I guess, at the Outback did not catch the virgin part of it and just made regular daiquiri.
And they're busy. I mean, they're back and forth helping a ton of people. So, yeah. I mean, for them, it's just like, okay, daiquiri coming through.
You know, like the mom said, it was accidental. I'm sure that won't stop her from suing and making millions of dollars.
Right. I hope she doesn't.
But, you know, it was a mistake. I think this leads to a bigger question. This is what I was asking Jerry yesterday off the air. Let's talk about this because you're a parent. You got a couple of kids. I feel like ordering, and I'm not stuffy at all, but I feel like ordering virgin daiquiris or virgin margaritas or things like that is a...
It's
how do I
a
use
gateway.
The term slippery
it's
slow?
It's a gateway drug.
It kind of is. It's almost like opening the door, and it's prepping a child for booze.
You're essentially telling them that, every time you sit down for a meal, it's okay to order this type of cocktail and just indulge, when really it's not.
I see some parents saying, it's just there's no alcohol in it, guys, lighten up. Well, I know.
Then just call it a slushy. Then just can we get a strawberry slushy? The word itself is there for adult use. A daiquiri is for adults. So let's just change the wording and call it something else and give them the slushy.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know, because that's the first thing that hit me. I was like,
yeah, that's a good
question.
Why
are you ordering a virgin daiquiri for a 12-year-old?
It is, and it's always strange if you look over and you see a kid with like a margarita glass in front of him, you know, with the stem and the big top, and then they got the lime in it and the salted rim, but there's no alcohol in it. It's like, why are you doing that? Let your kid be a kid for a while. They don't need to act like an adult. Just let them be kids. The same thing kind of punched me in the face a little bit yesterday when my sweet, dear, lovely mother-in-law came over, and she was talking to the kids, and she was talking about, she went, oh my gosh, I forgot to bring over, I have these packs of candy cigarettes for you guys, because she's like, I want to come over and have an Uno day with you guys, but we can pretend like we're playing poker, and we'll have candy cigarettes and sunglasses and all this, and I'm like looking at her, I'm like, why would you do that, Grandma? Like, we don't need to pretend that we're smoking, and the kids all of a sudden enjoy having that in their mouth, and... Now they want to know what the real thing is.
I
shoved her right down the basement stairs is what I did.
Slammed the door. I know it was a different time, but I mean, as a kid, we had candy cigarettes all the time.
Sure we did.
And I never became a smoker. So.
But that was you. You never know what will trigger a kid.
We had bubblegum cigars.
Mm-hmm.
So they're cigars, and you'd look like you were a big shot with that. Then eat it and blow bubbles and stuff.
Yeah.
And I never became much of a cigar smoker either. So
Clinton ate them when he was a kid, and look what happened there. Google it, guys.
Right. Google it.
Google it on your work computer.
So I don't know. It's you just
prepping
don't
know.
Kids for booze or cigarettes or whatever with a virgin/candy theme. And I hate myself for saying all of this because I'm the guy who feels like too often everything is so mamby-pamby. But in this case, I kind of
get it.
Say,
like you're telling your kids that these are enjoyable drinks. They're sweet. They're fun. And it would be weird if I ordered like a virgin margarita for my daughter and then she took a sip and was like, this needs more tequila. That'd be a little weird.
Well,
but,
you know,
as soon as you leave your house, then the kids are going to wonder what is missing from these drinks and raid your liquor cabinet, too.
See, Marco just wrote in and said, my teens enjoy mocktails.
Yeah. So that's teen.
Yeah, but
as
I mean,
you've
13 as a teen.
Oh, but then
13,
like
14? Do you still want 13 and 14 year olds drinking mocktails?
No, you don't. But you know they're approaching that age, you know, high school where they're going to be drinking anyway.
You know, the closest we came to it when I was a kid is we had, what are those called? Shirley Temples and Roy Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right?
Different.
But the whole idea from that was that you had that when your parents were drinking alcohol, and we would get the Shirley Temple or the Roy. I don't remember what
the
difference was between the
But that truly is just soda,
two.
Right? The Shirley Temple's
right.
What? It's 7-Up and
but it was
syrup?
Done to kind of play off of a cocktail is what it was supposed to be. At least that's the way I remember it. I know there's nothing alcohol-ish about
in
those,
it.
But
yeah.
I think it was, you know, the idea was to set down what looks like a mixed drink, you know, with the cherries in there. And
right. But it's typically like in a soda glass, like a glass of soda, whereas like
hey,
if you are getting
a lot of booze is in those glasses.
A virgin mule or a virgin margarita, it's coming in the adult-style glasses.
Huh. Here's Maria. Maria, what do you think about all this?
Hi, you guys. I will say that I have a 12 and 14-year-old who absolutely loves mocktails. I absolutely understand that, yeah, you don't want it to be like this gateway drug into cocktails. But I don't think that as far as health-wise, it's any worse than, like, giving them a soda or something along those lines. And my daughters actually really enjoy it. A lot of times they're really fancy these days. They have rosemary and all this crazy simple syrup stuff in them. I don't know. I just think that they're not as bad as soda, or they're at least equal to that, and it gives them another choice.
I get that.
It's a solid point, and the thing is, my brain didn't go to the health aspect at all. I'm coming at it from the whole mentally prepping them for booze, you know, with drinking cocktails that are mocktails. It's like they're 12, 13 years old, and you're prepping them for drinking alcohol.
Yeah, you don't
That's
know how it's
going to
go yet. I mean, you can say it's kind of cute and fun, and they have a sophisticated palate right now, but then, you know, bump ahead 5-10 years and see how they're doing, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, right. I understand that. It's not like you want them to be a gateway sort of thing, but I really enjoy them. I'm recently sober for a few months here, and I like the mocktails too. I order the same thing as them, and
the mocktail.
They can
craze.
Also see that you can take it that way too. They're seeing me being sober and ordering mocktails too. So it could go both ways.
That's a great point too. I know the mocktail craze is like huge right now. There's businesses and restaurants opening up that just cater to mocktails and these various drinks with jasmine and lavender in it and all that. So it might be fine.
And also,
that
they're the same price as regular cocktails.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You know, the funny thing is that Gretchen developed some sort of allergy thing to alcohol. So she stopped drinking alcohol just because she would always like get like red blotches all over her skin and stuff like that. She's gone to the mocktails. And Maria, she says the mocktails are better than any of the alcohol she's ever had because of what you're talking about. They seem to experiment more.
They zazz them up. She's still getting that dopamine.
Yeah, it's like a whole mixologist thing. It's great.
Yeah, they're still getting the dopamine hit of like pleasure. It's hitting all the pleasure zones.
Yeah, she doesn't miss the booze at all. She says, I'm actually having more fun with the mocktails than I ever had with the boring old, you know.
Do you know the names of the mocktails your girls are making that are like the best ones?
Oh, I don't know. They're usually some version of something else that's already on the menu. To your point, it's like an alcoholic drink that they go sans alcohol. But
okay, all right.
Yeah, they're great. Usually they like the ones that are mixed up with all kinds of specialty flavors in them.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Sounds
so
tasty.
So glad you called. Thank you for your time today. We appreciate your feedback on this.
Thanks so much. You guys have a great day.
Bye.
You too, Maria. We appreciate you. Here's Krista. Krista, what do you know about this?
Okay, so my son, he's now 15, but for a couple, not years, but for a little bit, my son was into virgin margaritas. It's because he likes the salt that's on the glass.
Oh, you could have just given him a bowl of salt to lap up then.
Well, yeah, but that's a whole nother issue with him. It's a whole nother issue with him.
Oh, he's got a salt addiction?
He does.
Okay.
But he also had started getting to the point where he was like, Mom, these are making me feel icky. And I'm like, it's not because they had alcohol in them, but it was because of what they make the margarita with.
Sure, they're sugary. It's like drinking
big
a can
sugar
of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
those
drinking
mixers
a can
are
of Coke.
Full of sugar. Yeah.
A virgin margarita is absolutely disgusting. But
it's a little mommy juice in it, doesn't it?
It's disgusting. And I'm like, I don't see how you can drink this anyway, because it's not just lime juice. It's like the sweet and sour whatever they put in there.
Can I pry about this salt addiction? Is he like sneaking salt, or you find him with the salt shaker, or what's that all about?
He was. But I kind of keep a tight eye on my salt.
You lock up the salt.
To keep a lid on his salt.
I have never heard of a kid with like sneaking in the cupboard and like licking the salt container.
Well, I told you about that time that I was at the restaurant and that one kid was taking at another table, was grabbing the salt shaker and was licking it.
Was that your
kid?
That
might have been Krista's son. Yeah.
No, that was not my son.
it was him. I swear it was him.
Yeah, he puts extra salt on stuff, but I have found that he has been stealing my salt.
Huh.
Like my coarse salt. And I think it's a texture thing.
Yeah, he's just
more than anything.
He's like a deer who likes a good salt lick. Did you go through his room to see if he found a salt lick under his bed or anything?
But I have found salt shakers in his room when I've cleaned it before. Not recently, but I have found the salt shakers in his room.
Those aren't mine. Those are Timmy's. Those aren't mine.
Yeah.
I heard about a parent having
you
to
can't
have
blame it on anybody because he's an only child.
You know,
no, but
an intervention with your kid over the salt shaker issue.
Yeah.
He's always thirsty.
But he doesn't have, like, high blood pressure or anything like
that.
And he only ever drinks, he only ever drinks water. So if he wants to have a virgin, margarita ever, yeah.
All right.
We got to run, Krista.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Time. Thank you for your time. Good luck with it. I'm worried about her son.
Me too.
If he's at the point where he's stealing salt shakers.
He's constantly eating pretzels.
God. Krista, thank you for the call.
That's something.